for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, and Cougars is right here on The Zone. This is JJ and Alex, presented by G2G Bars on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. JJ and Alex, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's brought to you by G2G Bars. With all natural ingredients, no preservatives, and plenty of protein, G2G Bars are perfect for anyone who needs a tasty and nutritious boost. Also, call Trajan Wealth today, your local financial fiduciary, 801-899-7600, or visit their website at trajanwealth.com. All right, we are about to begin a press conference. Ryan Smith is at Delta Center. He's about to address the media about purchasing and getting a new NHL team here in Utah. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about the details on how this happened. We may have some surprises today. We don't really know. I'm excited to find out what more information he shares with us, details about the team, et cetera, the future. There's a lot of excitement surrounding this announcement, and it's going to be really interesting to hear what he has to say today. He's about to go up to the podium. As soon as he does, we will send you there live so you can hear Ryan Smith address the media. In fact, we're ready to go right now. Here's Ryan Smith, owner of the Utah NHL hockey team.
One of the most exciting moments in Utah history, the arrival of our first ever NHL franchise. I believe that most of us here have experienced the electric energy that takes place during Jazz games at Delta Center. And I think I speak on behalf of all of us when we say we cannot wait to see the energy that our fans bring when our NHL team hits the ice this fall. From the Salt Lake Golden Eagles that first took to the ice in 1969 to the 5,000 registered hockey players across the state, Utah has a rich legacy and passion for the sport. The arrival of the NHL undeniably rounds out Utah's position as one of the world's top destinations for winter sports entertainment. Today is the first of many celebrations leading up to this fall for our first preseason game, and we are thrilled to have so many guests joining us in person and joining the live stream. Before we get into official remarks, I'd like to recognize our special guests. We are honored to have Governor Spencer Cox. Joining us from the NHL are Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley and Chief Content Officer Steve Mayer. We welcome Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall and Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson. We have several members of the Utah State Legislature, Dan McKay, John Hawkins, Kirk Cullimore, and Jefferson Moss. With us from the Salt Lake City Council are Victoria Petro, Dan Dugan, Sarah Young, Chris Wharton, Eva Lopez-Chavez, and Darren Mano. Here with us from the Salt Lake County Council are Lori Stringham, Amy Winder-Newton, Anne Granato, Suzanne Harrison, Jim Bradley, Arlen Bradshaw, David Alvord, Sheldon Stewart, and Dia Theodore. We welcome Ronald Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and Clark Gilbert of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We have Taylor Randall, President of the University of Utah, and his wife Janet. We welcome Shane Reese, President of Brigham Young University, and his wife Wendy. Here with us from the Utah 2034 Winter Olympic Bid Committee are Fraser Bullock, Brett Hopkins, and Kat Norman. We also have Jeff Robbins of the Utah Sports Commission. We are thrilled to welcome members of the Utah Jazz, including CEO of basketball Danny Ainge, President Jim Olson, and members of the executive team. Having so many incredible representatives of our city, council, state, and esteemed members of the community speaks to the overwhelming excitement we all have about welcoming the NHL to Utah. And now, let's meet our participants on stage. Ryan and Ashley Smith are co-founders of Smith Entertainment Group, owners of the Utah Jazz, and now stewards of Utah's new NHL franchise. Since launching SEG in December of 2020, Ryan and Ashley have demonstrated their commitment time and time again to building Utah's sports and entertainment offerings and using those platforms to uplift the Utah community while showcasing the beauty and strength of Utah to audiences everywhere. Next, allow me to introduce NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman. Commissioner Bettman has been at the helm of the NHL for 31 years and is the longest serving chief executive in the history of professional sports in North America. Under his leadership, the sport of hockey has seen extraordinary growth and reached new levels of visibility among fans around the world. For a bit of housekeeping, we're going to start with remarks from the participants on stage, and then a few of our elected officials will come up to the podium for remarks, and then we will take questions from the audience, from the media in the audience. Commissioner, welcome to Utah.
Thank you very much. Since you're all about to be hockey fans, you will learn rather quickly that I don't normally get that kind of reception. The NHL in Utah, what a great ring that has to it. We, the NHL, are thrilled to be here in Utah. And frankly, I am delighted to welcome Utah to the NHL. We couldn't be more excited about the opportunity for us to have a franchise here in Salt Lake City, in Utah, when we were figuring out where we wanted to be, where we could go. Few things happened. One, Ryan started banging on my door 2 years ago talking about bringing a franchise, an expansion franchise, to Salt Lake City. In addition to us keeping close tabs on him and Ashley and all the great work that they do here in Salt Lake City, what they've done with the Utah Jazz, and how accomplished they are and how community-minded they are, we focused on the fact that these are the types of owners that we want and that this is the type of community we'd like to be a part of. And so for us, when the opportunity came to come to Salt Lake City, and I'll talk a little bit more about this in a second, it was something that we were very strongly focused on and something that we felt we wanted to accomplish. And accomplish it was not easy because, yes, we knew that Utah is like number one in every category you can come up with: the economy, employment, quality of life, happy people, you name it. And they've been filling me with this data in addition for the last week. But we knew that, and we knew we wanted to be here. But we also, we had an issue, and we needed, on very short order, under difficult circumstances, to have the Coyotes become inactive. And we wanted to take the players and hockey operations and put them as part of a new franchise in a place where we thought we could be successful immediately. And we know getting a team up and running under normal circumstances, getting an expansion team up and running with years to plan is hard enough. But what Ryan and Ashley are doing with their organization is extraordinary, because the combination of how we had to structure these transactions and what they have to accomplish between now and next fall when we start playing is nothing short of incredible. And they've got the smarts, the energy, the talent to pull it off. And we believe that, or we would never have dared try to do this with them. And so this is a testament to them, to the support we've gotten from Utah. The governor and a number of your other leaders were also banging on our door and explaining to us why there's no better place to go. And in the final analysis, we as a league are grateful, not just to be here, but that we've been able to together to craft a solution that brings a new team here to Salt Lake City, but just as importantly, fixes an issue that the league had, and you're actually making our league and our game stronger. And for that, I am grateful, and for that, we are thrilled that in a relatively short period of time, just to give you one more note on that, the first conversation that I had about what we were contemplating doing with the owner of the Coyotes was on March 6th of this year, not a year ago, and took him a couple of weeks to get his arms around it. So really, in the space of about a month, the unimaginable has been accomplished, and that's a testament to the two of you, and that's just another reason we're so thrilled to have you in the game. And yesterday, the Board of Governors approved unanimously. No surprise there. So, with all that in mind, the formalities of welcoming you are over. On a personal level, I can't wait to come to games here and manage to steal a couple of days skiing without anybody knowing about it. This is just a great place to be, and you can feel the energy and the excitement. It's palpable, so thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will now turn it over to Ashley Smith.
Thank you, Gary. It has been such an honor to work with you and get to know you and spend time with you. And I think mostly we just want to say thank you from my family, from the state of Utah. We are excited that you trust us, and this feels like a big job. So we're up for it, and we're really excited. For those of you who know the story of how we decided to become more involved with Utah Jazz, this was a very similar kitchen table conversation about diving into the NHL. And so my biggest commitment after today is we will no longer be having conversations at the kitchen table. But in actuality, we're really excited. What we have learned the past few years working with the Jazz has been incredible and priceless and hard and wonderful and all of the things. And we are excited for that foundation to be a starting point for working with the NHL. And we are also up to the task of being stewards of this team. We had an incredible opportunity yesterday to meet with the players and to feel their energy and their excitement. And we want to be a part of that greatness. So again, thank you to the NHL. And our pillars are the same. So although the sports are very different and we get to embrace maybe somewhat of a different audience, the pillars are the same for us, which are we want to bring a championship. We want to bring a Stanley Cup to Utah, obviously. Yeah. And we want to continue creating the greatest fan experience in all of sports. And so that's really exciting. We have a really big percentage of new people who are not Jazz season ticket holders, but are interested in the NHL. So it's very exciting to continue to build this incredible fan experience. But really close to my heart are our other two pillars, which are using this platform to do good and to unite us all. And finding just more love, more ways to come together in a world that's very, very divisive, that we all get to come together around basketball and we all get to come together around hockey. And what a great thing that it's just more love and more unifying, and we get to go do good with that platform. So that's what I'm most excited about. And again, just thank you. We're ready for the challenge.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Ryan, without further ado.
So first of all, I just want to thank everyone for coming out. And Commissioner, on behalf of, I guess I'm the one with the mic for the state of Utah, but I don't speak for the state of Utah. Governor does and mayors and everyone else does. But on behalf of the state of Utah, just thank you. Thank you for your trust in us, from both you and all the other governors of the league. For Utah, I hope we carry ourselves with the same kind of strut in our step and the trust in ourselves that they have in us. And I think it's a big bet on us. And I'm so incredibly amazed, but not surprised at how we show up. And I think that throughout the whole process, from our state legislature, I've never seen so many Republicans and Democrats and religious leaders and educated leaders all on the same page before. Like, it is incredible. It's emotional. It's emotional to see how much everyone cares about their state. And specifically, you know, adding, you know, 40 plus, 50 with the play, like, nights of entertainment downtown. And that's what it looks like. I think we've been here and we've wanted more and we've said we are more and we can be more, and here we are. And so I think just us showing up, and it's one of those where were you moments today when this happened. I'll never forget that when we got in with the Jazz, Ashley's father called and said, in 1979, I was driving down the road and pulled over to the side of the road and started crying when that announcement came. This is another one of those moments where it's like, where were you when NHL came to Utah? And you're all here, which is cool. I'm super excited about having also a different flavor within our community. We have 70,000 kids with Junior Jazz that play, and we ordered 70,000 jerseys. Think about that. And we have a chance to educate and to help develop an entirely new movement here that already has an incredible start. I mean, 5,000 registered hockey players, and we have people like Jay and others who have been working their whole lives in the state of Utah in hockey. And it's absolutely incredible to meet these people because they're evangelists. They're full evangelists of the game because it teaches so many things. Just being with, you know, walking into an interesting situation yesterday and having to meet with 70 of the men who were traded here. And just talking with them about how excited they were, what they wanted to do, what they were worried about, and maybe how we can help. I think they're going to be blown away with the reception that they get, and hopefully everyone on Wednesday shows up, I have no doubt, to welcome them. But I'm super proud of Utah. Utah has given me everything I have in my life, from when my parents moved me here when I was 2 years old. And, you know, I just think it's one of those moments that we deserve this. We're going to do well with it. We're not going to let you guys down. And this is really kind of hard to believe that we're here in such a short period of time. It's going to be hard. Everyone, we're not going to be perfect. So if you're expecting perfection, you're looking at the wrong people. We'll probably make 10 bets. 6 of them will work out. That's pretty good, right? But if we didn't make this bet and we were perfect, we would not be here. So don't expect perfection out of us, but we won't get it right the first time, but we'll get it right, and we're going to need everyone. Real estate agents, like, I mean, we got 70 people, 80 people moving here. We need everybody's help, and this is truly a community asset, and it is for the community. And so with that, Caroline.
Thank you all.
Hey.
Now we're going to invite a few of our elected officials up to the podium to give some brief remarks. And first, we are going to welcome Governor Spencer Cox.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is just an epic day here in Utah. We're so excited. We've been waiting for this for a while. I'm glad Ryan brought up 1979. Thanks for making me the happiest governor since Governor Matheson in 1979 when that happened. Look, a few of us have been talking about inevitability, and we look back at the Jazz. Of course, the Jazz are here, and the Jazz have been here since 1979. But that happened because people took a chance, because people dreamed big, because people sacrificed, and because the community came together. This doesn't happen by accident. I want you to know that. We had our first call with the commissioner. I looked it up, commissioner. It was less than 3 months ago. I think it was around the 1st of February, end of January, when we first connected, and didn't know that obviously this was going to be an option. But there were 1,000 ways for this not to happen, 1,000 ways that this could have gone wrong, and almost did go wrong. So many people came together to find a way to make this work. But let me just say that none of that matters. It's awesome that Utah comes together, that Democrats and Republicans work together. But none of this happens without Ashley and Ryan Smith, because you have to have people willing to be the leaders, people willing to place the bet, people willing to sacrifice to make this happen, and people that other people will believe in. And what I can tell you is that Commissioner Bettman believes in Ryan and Ashley Smith. I believe in Ryan and Ashley Smith, and so do all of our elected leaders. And that's what helped to unify us and bring us together. This is not the finish line. This is the starting line. We have a lot of work to do so that we can have an arena where we can be proud to host hockey, have the best sight lines, have the, just the biggest crowds, and where we can bring a Stanley Cup here, right? That's going to happen. Now, the last thing I just want to say is this. When it comes to the NBA and basketball, I'm a junkie. I have been my entire life. When I was 6 years old, I went to my first Jazz game, and I never stopped. I can count on maybe both hands the number of games I haven't watched or listened to in my entire life. I care so much about that sport. I know Danny and Ryan are tired of me giving them advice on things they should be doing. I can count on both hands the number of hockey games I've seen in my life. All right, so I know very little about this sport, but I feel like that 6 year old. My wife and I were in Canada yesterday, and there's a lot of hockey on TV in Canada, I actually got to watch the last Coyotes game when we were there, and what I can say is I'm so excited in about 5 or 6 months to be giving you advice on hockey, and so congratulations, we're proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. And now we welcome up to the stage Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall.
Hi, everybody. Salt Lake City has loved being the center of sport for the state of Utah for a long time, reaching back to the 2002 Olympics, the Utah Utes who we love so much, the Utah Jazz who have been here. And I'll tell you, if we are not overdue to get another team. We are absolutely at least ready for this. It's a natural next step here in the state of Utah. And Commissioner, you may be right that we're all just about to become big NHL fans, but I'll tell you, we know something about conversion rate here in the state of Utah. And I think that we are well primed. We also have the number one rate of ice cream consumption for a major league facility right here in this building. So there's a lot of firsts and a lot of number one spots that we take. Salt Lake City can't wait to welcome the world back, and we are going to sign that contract on July 24th for the 2034 Winter Olympics to come back here. And I think all of these things combined are symbolic of the spirit of Salt Lakers. And so since Ryan already mentioned Wednesday, I've got a call out for all the Salt Lakers, all of the existing NHL fans, and everybody who's got that fire within that's burning, knowing you're going to be an NHL fan too. Show up here Wednesday. We're going to welcome this team with the warmest arms to the fastest ice on earth that Utah often boasts. Welcome to Salt Lake City, NHL. We cannot wait to be your partners. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. And now we will welcome up Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson.
Well, thank you. What an exciting day. And I'll tell you, as I arrived, I was waiting for, you know, as I walked in to be welcomed by the Jazz logos and basketball, this and that, the corridors that we've seen, and to see this, and to think about the excitement and the complexity of having two teams play in this facility is beyond belief. Great work, Ryan, Ashley, Commissioner, I mean, Governor, mayors, all of us. I would add to the I guess to share that indeed this has been complex to date, and we know it's complex to come. There's a lot to be done. This isn't just about hockey, and this isn't just about making sure that our Jazz thrive as well. This is about advancing entertainment, culture, education, many more. I think about the visitor economy, people who love to come to Utah to have an additional 40-some-odd games, and enliven downtown, everything that we're going to be rolling out soon to share about changes in downtown that just make it more exciting and really take us to the next level in sport, entertainment, and the visitor economy. So happy to be a part of this. I think, you know, I always think about how special the 2002 Winter Olympic Games were for those 17 days. But what is, as the years have passed, what has been more special than the great experience that those of us were here and enjoyed that time. It's actually the youth development in sport. And it's great. I know we just had the IOC here in such a successful visit. And they loved that our kids were, they may or may not advance, many have, to elite athlete status. But these kids were embracing sport that they would not have otherwise had a chance to embrace. This is what we are seeing with this expansion. We already love hockey here. Salt Lake County runs 3 facilities, and I'm told we have ice time at 1 a.m. because of the demand. So I think about, like, how can we supercharge, do more, build more ice centers, and really lean into this incredible sport. We're a winter community. And we have great summers too, but more ice, more kids loving it, more opportunity for us all. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this. I know that the 1.2 million constituents in my county are super excited, and counties beyond. So thank you.
Thank you all. Before we open it up for media Q&A, Ryan, do you want to close us out with a closing comment and maybe sharing a little stat about the demand we've seen in the past 24 hours?
Where's Barney? Chris, where are we at?
22,700.
Okay, that's good.
That's a good start.
Well, I mean, you're more calibrated on this. I think for us, I can just go around Jim, Mike Mon, Caroline. Caroline, we brought you here to Utah, what, 2 years ago?
A little bit under, yeah.
You've been amazing for our organization, and we're lucky to have you. Chris, everyone, I'm just thanking you in advance and for the work that's been done, because it's about to get pretty gnarly. You and your families, because it's a heavy lift. And so that's not lost on us, but just appreciate you getting us to this point.
I'm going to have our first disagreement. You said before that you weren't perfect. I will say throughout this process, you and Ashley and all the support you've gotten from the governmental leaders has been perfect. So I'm going to keep holding you to that standard.
Well, I'm going to let everyone know that that's not our first disagreement. Just publicly.
I think that's a good point to open it up for media Q&A. So we're going to ask everyone, the media, to please raise your hand, and someone will bring a microphone to you. Please state your name and the outlet that you're with and who your question is directed to.
Dana Green with ABC4. This is for Ryan Smith. Obviously, you're going to start playing in the Delta Center. How important is it to build a hockey-specific arena, and can you talk about some of those plans?
Yeah, so I think we've bonded together pretty closely. I think when we originally started looking at this process, the idea was, I mean, to be honest, just to build a new arena. President Adams, Speaker Schultz, Governor, Mayors, we all came together and just said, what would it take to be downtown and to stay downtown? We need it downtown. And really, I think we've all decided that there's one moment here to reimagine what our downtown experience is in Salt Lake. And I received last week a plan that gets us to about 17,500 here inside this arena that does not compromise our incredible basketball experience. I was challenged by both commissioners to look at it differently. We've been incredibly creative with how we've looked at it. We have one of the best basketball arenas on the planet. Nothing should change, but we're using new technology to figure out specifically on the ends, or behind the hoops, behind the goals, to be able to turn from hockey to basketball and back and forth. And I'm actually super excited about it. I think it'll be an improvement on the arena. It'll be an improvement of fan experience. But this just isn't about the arena. we know what new arenas look like all over sports. It's actually about having more flow, more energy, more passion, more activity, more arts, more education, and being able to look back 30 years from now and saying, that's the center of Salt Lake City. That's the center of Utah. That's where it starts. That's where the parade starts. That's where Metals Plaza starts. These are the things that we're needing to reimagine. And it's not because we haven't had it. It's just, look, we've grown fast as a state. And there's got to be a moment where we stop and say, hey, what should the downtown look like? And how do we all help? And that support has been incredible. So hopefully that helps. Gary, do you want to add anything there? No?
I've been assured by you, and I've seen the plans that in relatively short order, the next couple of years, progressively, we'll get to 17,000. I've been assured by a number of the local leaders that we'll have no arena drama, and based on where we came from, I'd prefer no arena drama.
You won't have arena drama. We got plan A, B, and C, but there's only plan A.
Next question.
Hi, Alex Mehar with the Salt Lake Tribune. This question is for Ryan. Just a question about the 22,700, and like you just mentioned, the plan for the arena to be about 17,500. How do you envision just all of that demand? You don't have 22,700 seats in the arena, so how are you going to kind of prioritize who gets season tickets, and just kind of, can you talk about that a little bit?
Yep. No, that's what we're going to do. We're going to prioritize.
Well, by the way,
I know.
Of all the problems you can have, I'll take that one.
No, I mean, look, I think we want as much demand as we can get, and we'll figure out how to help. I think our arena will open up with 16,200. There'll be 12,000 that have perfect views. You know, Jay, maybe you can educate what the sightline view is, right? Like, in the back, if you're behind the stanchion or behind the goal.
Yeah, just behind the third seat. But it's not terrible. But like you're talking about before, with just flattening it out a little bit so everybody can see the puck the whole way through and changing the angle.
So
plans are amazing.
Yeah. So I think that they'll be at 16.2, and then you know, we might have to offer partial season packages and some of that. But that's exciting. I told the players, we'll get everyone there the first year. It's your job to keep them there. is that answered, Alex? Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, this is Jeff Rennie with Fox 13.
Hi, Jeff.
I want to ask you about the transition from wanting an expansion team to, on March 6th, getting a call from the NHL and saying, hey, did you anticipate what was going to happen with the Arizona Coyotes, and how were you prepared to accept that challenge?
I didn't know for sure that this was going to happen until Tuesday night, I think. I had a hunch. I knew what Commissioner had in his head. But ultimately, you had to have a little bit of a marketplace transaction here. I've never spoken with the Coyotes owner or any of that. It was simply going through the league and us working together to come up with a solution. From an acquisition standpoint, if you think about it, like, we acquired the people. That's all there was. I mean, you hear about in business and in teams and leaders, it's all about the people. In this situation, I walked into a room yesterday, I was like, okay, it's just the people. And it's actually a cool parallel to a little bit of Utah. Like, we're doing this in Utah because of the people. And I think we have the best people. And so that's what gives us all confidence to go do it. And it's hard. I mean, this is a tight, tight turn. But I've said this in another interview. When these things come along, you don't blink. Just do it. We'll figure it out. We got amazing people. I'm looking around the room. There's so many people here that will help. And so that's kind of the opportunity that's played in front of us, Gary. I don't know if you saw it a different way.
No, this was really a case of us reaching out and asking Ryan and Ashley to step up and do something that was a great opportunity with a little bit of trauma over the first summer, but a great opportunity for Utah and an opportunity for the league to come up with what we felt was a creative solution to deal with something that had to be dealt with in the short term. And as I said in my opening remarks, I couldn't be more grateful to them and everybody who supported them here. And to hear that there are deposits for over 22,000 season tickets is a little gratifying, don't you think? And as I said, it's a great problem to have. So, no, we're thrilled. And we had confidence from the outset, and this was from getting to know Ryan in particular over the last couple of years, that there are special people who don't question why. They just put on, go full speed ahead, and get done what has to be done. And I had the confidence that Ryan and Ashley could do that.
Ryan, Sam Farnsworth, KSL Sports. What do you recall from that meeting 2 years ago? What was the selling point then? And Gary, what was it that eventually sold you on Ryan and Ashley and being able to pull this off?
You want to go first?
Well, first, we were hoping that no one saw us. I remember, actually, me and Danny were actually at the meeting together.
And I knew Danny from another life.
Yeah. I think it seemed so far away, but I was blown away with how open Gary was. You know, he didn't know me. We had been connected through mutual friends. We were there. He dropped what he was doing to have dinner because I was in New York. And then he just handed me his cell and said, let's stay in touch. And we just talked a bunch. And that's kind of how it started. And then if you think about David Blitzer, who's the governor of MLS club here, RSL, that we're in with. If you think about Ted Leonsis from Washington, or Larry Tannenbaum in Toronto, these are all people who I've become pretty close with through the NBA who also are in a similar spot with hockey. And so I think as we just got a little closer, the connections just naturally got stronger.
I think that's right. And also, you sent us a letter, I think it was on January 24th, publicly, saying we want an expansion franchise and we'd like the board to act on it sooner rather than later. And that's when, as I was watching what was going on somewhere else with the arena situation, that's when my head started percolating a little bit. And we, Bill Daly and I, and people who work with us at the league, came up with a plan that when we introduced it to our executive committee before we spoke to either the owner in Arizona or to Ryan, said, I'm going to talk to you about something, and you're probably going to think we're crazy. So digest it, and I'll explain it again, and then if you think we're crazy, we'll drop it. And while they didn't think we were crazy, they thought they were skeptical that it could be done. And I think everybody was skeptical that we could pull it all together, because think about this transaction. As Ryan said, he's never met the owner of the Arizona team. And the transaction in terms of, think about the last month, there were terms to agree on. Yeah, you know, we had this at 30,000 feet, but then we had to get the street level, and it got, maybe that's where we disagreed on a couple of things. You were a little less than perfect.
It was the skate sharpeners. We wanted the skate sharpeners and the sky mile.
But the lawyers were charged with crafting documents that had never been done before, because this was a hybrid transaction. So we couldn't pull out the form for expansion. We couldn't pull out the form for relocation, because it was neither of these. It was a type of transaction that nobody had ever done before, and nobody ever done in this time frame. But everybody stayed at it, especially Ryan and Ashley and their people. And, you know, we stayed at it. And without exaggerating, so the board approved this yesterday in the afternoon, the papers were finally signed at 2 o'clock in the morning. So the time frame was compressed, and this was a case of us reaching out, and somebody was prepared to say, we're going to do this with you because we think it's a good opportunity, but more importantly, we think it's good for Utah, and we're happy to be good citizens in the league from the outset.
Ryan, Andy Larson, Salt Lake Tribune. I wanted to ask about, kind of in particular, why you thought renovating the Delta Center was the right move for downtown compared to building a new arena, like you said, kind of the initial plan there. And then if you can give us more detail on how those renovations will take place over the next year, 2 years, how does this actually happen?
Yeah, it's a good question, Andy. I mean, we really aren't in a position downtown to really just find a lot of land to stage and build a new arena. I mean, you've seen how hard it is for the church to rebuild what they're doing and how much land it takes up. The Delta Center has great bones. I mean, when we took over, it was just on the back of a pretty big remodel. I think Steve Ballmer came out. He told me last week when I saw him that he spent seven different trips looking at this arena to go build out the new Intuit Dome. And so as we went through it and we brought in the individuals who did the last remodel, I said, is this even possible? And that was what we really had to go figure out in a short time period. And if we could figure out how to get the Delta Center renovated and then really focus on that the entrance of the experience for this downtown isn't when you come in the doors. It actually starts in the blocks surrounding. And that's way more important to me than building a new arena. It's important for, I want our 70 people to be able to live around here. That is way more important. Think about that. You got 70 people who are going to hop on the plane. I want them to be like, hey, just live next to the arena. I don't have that right now in the way that I know that we could. I want us to be able to have families come at 3 o'clock to a game and stay after and hang out till midnight. And this is the vehicle to go do that. Another 40 nights a year helps that. And then also, without getting too far, is help this be also a compelling event to take the assets we already have downtown, which is an incredible convention center, some of the other places, and have it all flow together a little bit better. And I think that's what excites me about downtown. I'll be honest, Andy, it's pretty easy to go on a blank piece of land down south. It's what everyone's doing in sports. And that was kind of where my head went and our group's head went. It's also pretty easy to do the back of the napkin math and know that SEG does a lot better on 100 acres. 5,000 housing units than it does on two city blocks. It's only BYU educated, but I get that part. That being said, our elected officials, I know you guys get dragged every way possible. You guys literally stopped us in the middle of the process and said, these both have to be downtown. Said, go figure out what you have to do. I turned Mike, us, Jim, we were like, there's no way. There's no way we can do this. And I remember coming back and being like, we found a way. It wasn't gnarly, but we found a way. And everyone said, we love it. Church, you guys love it. Everyone's rallying behind this. And if I look back 30 years from now, and we're sitting here going, hey, wait, we were part, and the NHL was part of this massive movement to reimagine downtown to something that we all can be proud of. And that's what this is about. And so I'll admit that wasn't my first strategy. But I try to be pretty open. And, we have incredible people running the state. And so we're all going to do it together. It's not going to be easy. But we do big things, and that's what Utah's about, and you can kind of see the vision, and I hope we get to a point where we can roll that out to everyone. But the arena
will be amazing. The basketball experience will be incredible. I actually think we're due for, we can even upgrade the basketball experience a little bit. And then just think through the plaza and how that and where we orient the face of the arena. I mean, you've seen that picture I've shown where, you know, that's almost looking from, you know, City Creek and just kind of a clear view that flows. Given Frazier and Cat something that we can galvanize the city with. I mean, I love that the Meadows Plaza is on the parking lot, but it came and went like the circus coming in and out. Like, we need somewhere where every kid can stand on it and say, I'm a gold medal winner. That's what it's going to feel like one day. And that's what we want to do with this.
This on? Okay, all right. Guillaume Lefrançois of La Presse in Montreal. Questions are for Ryan. It's a two-parter. First of all, you mentioned not wanting to be seen at your first dinner with Gary. At some point, there was a shift in your approach, though, and it became much more public. I was just wondering what was behind that change of approach. And as a second part, very straight to the point, but what can you say about the status of general manager Bill Armstrong and head coach André Tourigny with this new franchise?
Yeah, I'll start with the second. Since we're only acquiring the people, we need the people. That's all we're getting. So there's the status. Like, we need everyone. And we had a great conversation with them all yesterday. And then about taking our relationship public, I actually don't know why we decided to communicate publicly on that letter. I think we were confident in our state that we could handle this and really throwing it out there in a way that that people could see like we were serious about it. And it might have been more for us than for them, to be honest with you. Like, I think that was a little bit more internal in the state of Utah that, you know, maybe preceded today to get people going. It's a big bet, you know, but it was received well.
No, I think you hit it on the notion that really convinced us that you were serious. We had a lot of nice discussions, but the fact that you were going so public with your desires, you know, at one level we thought, well, that's a subtle way to pressure us, but more importantly, it demonstrated that you were serious.
I also think when they decided to go public, it demonstrated the confidence that we have in this organization already, SEG, such a strong vehicle. And in the state, this is not about us. It kind of sounds like it today, but it's not. It is this organization of champions who are all ready to go do big things and fight through a mess and take on more work. And also about a state, I feel like I am surrounded by dreamers and innovators. And I love, love, love living in Utah. And we have so much confidence in the people here, in this organization and in this state, that, yeah, he was ready to let everyone know because we're working with amazingness.
Hi, Ryan, Lindsay Arts from KSL-TV in Salt Lake. Sorry, I'm over here if you need that. Hi. So there's a real city component to this piece because you need Salt Lake City to raise its sales tax up to 0.5% if it's going to help fund this entertainment area that you've spoken so fondly about. So with your comments earlier that you are, you know, you're saying it could be easier to put this stadium or a new stadium on land outside of downtown. Why downtown? Was it so important for you to stay downtown? And do you feel like you have the support of the residents to support that sales tax increase?
Yeah, so Lindsay, it's a good question. I think, you know, we, a few of us went and saw LA Live a couple weeks ago, from city and public officials. We all went down and did a tour. And there's a lot of new sports and entertainment districts that have been set up on the outskirts of cities. But the reason why we wanted to see that particular district was because it was right in the heart of LA. And that's a very different proposition than to go and build a new area. Downtowns are not having their strongest moment across the U.S., to say the least. I don't know what it is, but post-pandemic and everything else, it's been really, really difficult. And, you know, I mean, the Jazz probably go where hockey goes, if we're going to be honest. Very few people would try to operate two arenas. And we want it all to be together, and we want it to be downtown. But we've got to use this also to... It's not about the arena renovation. It's just not. It's about everything else around it and something that we can all be proud of. And it's going to take everyone. It's going to take the county. It's going to take the city from a tax standpoint. But we'll generate a lot of revenue. And I think down the road, everyone will look back and go, wow, like in a time when we needed to revitalize, reimagine, we invested and it worked out. My partners, they were on board. I mean, we were purchasing the team and bringing it here, and we think that we're up for that downtown. And so I think it's exciting, and I can't wait to kind of show the plans on how we're going to do it. But the other alternative, there's really no point on talking about it because it's there, but it's not what any of us want to go do. And we're all committed to, you know, putting it all together and creating serious momentum.
We'll take one last question. Time for one last question. Ian?
Hey, Ian Mendes with The Athletic. If it's okay, one question for Gary and one for Ryan. Okay. Gary, I know that I think at the All-Star game you said there was four or five other cities in North America that kind of expressed an interest in landing a National Hockey League team. And I'm wondering what, for those potential cities and prospective owners, what lessons could they maybe learn from the way Ryan and Ashley approached getting this franchise?
They're calling me, so I'm listening.
Be imaginative, be daring, be committed, have the resources available, and shoot straight with us, and you'll engage with us, and we'll try to together imagine the impossible, and sometimes we'll be successful and sometimes we won't. But you've got to be prepared to go through the process. And I think going back to the question about when our relationship went public, I think it was at the point that Ryan and Ashley felt that we had it all together. This was our case. This was our best case. And here it is, evaluated for us, and tell us if we can make the cut.
And Ryan, just to follow up on what you said there, that good chance that some prospective owners might be giving you a phone call. So what advice would you give to them on trying to land a National Hockey League team?
I mean, I think any franchise, I mean, we've been in this with NBA, you've seen MLB. There, I mean, Gary's done this five times in 30 years. Like, I don't think people understand how hard it is to get complete alignment around an entire sport. You know, I think with expansion and NHL, I'm not going to speak for you, but, like, Vegas came in and won right away. It's really difficult for everyone to get alignment. And I think sometimes this process almost probably seems too easy. I hate to say it that way, but it's just kind of meant to be. Like, let's just chalk it up at that, because I don't know how we're here. But I don't know when expansion would have been. I don't know if it would have been at all.
It's fair. You know, we just to close it out, not that I feel the need for the last word, but your question goes to what do we look for? We look at market, we look at arena, we look at ownership, and we look at will a team in a certain place make the league stronger. Well, okay, Utah checks all those boxes, and the opportunity came along that in under the fourth piece, will it make the league stronger? Yes, I believe being here in this great market is going to make us stronger. I believe their ownership is going to make us stronger. But it also is making us stronger because we solved an issue in the short term that had to be addressed.
Great. With that, we are going to wrap up our official press conference before we begin group photos. Thank you all who joined us in person. Thank you to those of us who joined online. We look forward to having many more celebrations with you as we approach opening day this fall. Thank you.
There you go. You just heard from new NHL owners, Ryan and Ashley Smith. You heard from NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and other dignitaries. Governor Cox was in attendance and spoke. Mayor Mendenhall of Salt Lake City and Jenny Wilson, Salt Lake County Mayor, all speaking at that press conference event, celebrating and sharing more information about the NHL here in Utah. A lot of things that were very interesting and fascinating that came out of that. Three things that stood out to me. It was March 6th when the first conversation took place with Arizona Coyotes owner Alex Morello and NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman about this relocation plan, working with him and encouraging him to sell this franchise so this whole deal could take place. That wasn't long ago. This all came together and was finalized on April 18th. So that moved in less than 6 weeks. That's pretty quick how it all came together. And even Ryan Smith had his doubts up until last week that this would actually happen. So fascinating to hear how quickly that came together and the details about how it came together. Another thing, as far as the team goes, I found it interesting is we did get confirmation from Ryan's mouth that GM Bill Armstrong and head coach Andre Tourigny will remain in their position, so they will be the first general manager and head coach of this NHL Utah organization. And also the arena. The plan for renovation. This is plan A. Just keep it here in downtown, not to build a new building or to have two buildings. It's to have the Jazz and the NHL hockey team here in one building. There'll be renovations that will take place. They want to get this up to 17,000 seats without any obstructions. They believe they can do that over the next two summers and make it a better place for not only NHL hockey but also for the NBA. And they want to renovate this area. We all know the political parts of that. We don't want to get into that on this show. That's not what we do here. I'll let the political shows do that. But there is obviously a political element to that. That has to be decided. The taxpayers here have to approve that half-cent sales tax or whatever that might be to come up with the funds needed. It's not just an arena deal. It's a downtown revitalization plan. It's exciting what was discussed and what was talked about for all of us right here as sports fans that are focused on the sports part of this. This is a historic moment and a historic time. This whole entire week has been unbelievable how it all came together, something we never thought was going to happen here in our community has. We have another Big Four Major League Pro Sports franchise here. The NHL is here in Utah, and the excitement around that is palpable. 21,000 plus season ticket deposits have already been placed. You are excited about this. We're excited about this. It's going to be an incredible summer wrapping our minds around this as we get ready for the fall when this actually happens, when the puck actually drops in that first regular season game. That's going to be an emotional experience for a lot of people as we see this get underway. I do want to mention, those of you who want to welcome the team here, there is an opportunity to do that. It will happen Wednesday, April 24th at Delta Center here on the plaza where we're broadcasting from right now. It's a free event to welcome the team and celebrate the NHL in Utah. There'll be food, entertainment, and preseason ticket vouchers for those of you who get here early. There will be player introductions. You're going to meet these players. Let them know how excited we are to have them here. Come down here and show them that love and appreciation. They're going through a really tough time, and they have not been treated the way they need to be treated by management where they've been playing. We need to embrace these players, have them feel that on Wednesday. There'll be preseason ticket vouchers, as I mentioned, for the first 5,000 fans. Free J-Dogs. Did I just say free 99? Maybe that guy over there wants a free J-Dog. I bet he does. Free J-Dogs. Drinks, snacks, live music, games, giveaways. Come down here on the plaza April 24th. We will get you a time. We'll have more information, but prepare for that and come down here to celebrate the NHL in Utah. A chance for you now as the fan to come celebrate this. Meet your team. Your team will be here. Come meet them. Be introduced to them. The NHL is in Utah. It's been an unbelievable week, a historic week, and we cannot wait to continue to bring all of this coverage of the NHL in Utah to you right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll be right back after this.